If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks for joining us today. It's Wednesday, which is kind of interesting. Wednesdays are always kind of interesting. But anyway, we got something happened the other day. By the way, Sam Hunt at the Players last night was phenomenal.
Was it?
So if you missed it, sorry about that.
That's awesome.
And also, those Sawgrass splashes get better every single time I have one.
They're really good.
All right, so something happened the other day that we didn't get a chance to talk about yet, but basically it proves that Justin is a horrible person. There was something that happened here at work, and Justin knew about it, and he didn't tell anybody.
Right.
And it caused, a mayhem, havoc, screaming, yelling, terror in a lot of people. And when we confronted Justin about it, we were like, Justin, why didn't you say anything? He goes, well, I didn't think it was my place.
Right.
Yeah. What are you even talking about?
Right, oh, you now? Didn't hear about this?
No.
Megan, you didn't hear what happened?
No.
All right. So the other day we got an email from our IT guy.
Okay.
And the IT guy said, or I'm sorry, it was not an email. It was on Facebook.
Yeah, he posted it on the help desk.
Yeah. He posted it on Facebook and he said, so I walked into work today, opened up my office, and there was a snake wrapped around one of the computers, just staying warm. In the back office, Megan's looking at me like, what? Yes, there. He opens his office. There's a snake curled up around one of his computers.
What kind of snake?
A red and black snake. That's all I got.
Is that a bad one?
They're all dangerous. Just assume that.
Snakes are all evil. They're all from Satan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not into snakes. I was just curious.
Right.
If it was poisonous.
I know. Megan's like, oh, okay, we should study it more.
No, I just want to know if it was poisonous.
Let's just go on the assumption that it is.
Oh.
So then I'm talking to Justin about it the other day. He goes, oh, yeah, I knew about that. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, Carlton, who also is on my list now, said he came in the back door
and saw it
and saw the snake. Get this. He sees the snake slither into the building, slide under the IT guy's door, and just go away.
Yeah.
So Carlton, instead of calling somebody or whatever, comes over to Justin and goes, Justin, I just saw a snake crawl in the building.
Oh, he told
and
you
slide
he
it,
didn't
right.
see it. Yeah. So
and then, I Justin, feel, what did you say?
I said, oh, that sucks. But, like, I thought...
So there's a there's a potentially deadly snake now in the building where we all work.
Why didn't you just go, hey, did you tell the IT guy that he's...
Because I assumed he did.
Why would you assume that?
Because if he's telling me, why not tell the person who is actually going to impact?
That's true. In
right.
Justin's defense, that's true.
Okay.
But did you say to... that other guy's fault than it is Justin's fault.
Did you say to Carlton, hey, did you tell the IT guy?
No, that wasn't my place.
Also, did you tell us by the... You also, here's where I'm at, okay?
I didn't want to create some widespread panic in the building.
I would
That's
rather...
A great band.
I would,
just kidding.
I would rather you have created some widespread panic. I would rather have you at least... Okay, not even the whole building. Forget them. Come in the studio and say, hey, guys, just FYI, if you're going out to get coffee or to pee... Watch yourselves. There's a potentially deadly snake
like
in the building.
He should be walking around the building, like giving an announcement. I think he should have went to
the
IT guy. Yeah, like it's not.
Attention, everybody.
It's not like it's a big giant python that's going to eat us all. Like it's probably a little.
It
tiny
doesn't
snake.
Matter when there's a snake in an office building. You tell people.
Well, you should tell the person that the office it's in, not like the whole building, because no one cares on the other on the sales side. No one.
You
cares
don't care that there's like
no
you could walk out
there.
If you're going to the ladies' room. You don't care that a snake could wander in.
I just don't think it's going to go that far. Like, this is like
there's
the
a weird
whole
joke here.
I love all
the snake would be in the men's room, actually. So I don't understand you people.
It wouldn't be the first time I've seen a snake in the bathroom.
So you're okay. I know. Or the sales area. So you're okay that there's a snake in the building and you don't, and no one tells you about it.
No, I mean, I don't feel like if Justin came up and told me, I'd be like, oh, that's weird. But you should definitely tell the person's office it's in, not me. Like, what am I going to do?
I mean, if you think about it, Megan, we're all kind of in the office. We're all in the same building.
Okay, this is a giant building. That little tiny snake is not coming over into our studio.
You don't know that.
Why are you so scared of snakes?
I'm not scared of snakes. I just want to know what's going on.
It was probably small, right?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Does a snake even exist? I feel like you guys are all lying.
No, it actually happened. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. If there's a snake in your office building, should you not tell everybody, especially your boss? I think that's a fireable offense, actually. 340-9595. Amber from the North Side, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Hey, great, Amber. All right, so what do you think here? If you know for a fact that there's a snake in the office building, is it not your duty to let everybody know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Justin's probably going to hate me on this one, but yeah, I'd be screaming it from the rooftop. There's no way that I would be able. Matter of fact, I'd probably have to let everybody know as I'm quitting and walking out the door.
See, that's what.
Hey, Amber, where are you going with that big box of stuff? Oh, I'm leaving. Also, there's a snake in there.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm going home, but yeah, you might not want to go get some coffee because there's a giant python in there about to eat everybody.
See, that's.
Yeah, I'm just telling everybody.
That's why I didn't do anything for the show's sake, so you guys could focus on the show and not worry.
But maybe there needs to be a panic because everybody needs to get up out of that building. So
also.
That-
when have we ever focused on the show, Justin? Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why start now? That doesn't make any sense. Ashley from Yulee, good morning. How are you, Lee?
Hey, good.
What do you do when there's a snake in your building? Do you keep it a big secret or do you let people know?
I could agree with Megan and Justin a little, but I also kind of agree with you because I would kind of want to know because I hate snakes.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I mean, I feel like I don't hate snakes, but I would like to know if there's the potential that when I walk out of the studio, there's going to be one in the hallway.
I just feel like it's weird that if Justin's like running around to the 400 people in this building saying, hey, guess what? There's a snake 400 feet away
first
from you.
First of all, there's like seven people in this building when we were here.
There's a lot more people here. And I feel like if he was running around telling each person, they'd be like, okay, cool. What do you want me to do about it? Like, tell somebody who can actually do something about it.
But he didn't even do that. He didn't even call the IT guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
This is the worst part. So he knows the IT guy gets in what, like at 8, 9? Okay, so he knows at 9 o'clock this guy's gonna walk into his office and there's a snake in there. Justin doesn't even warn that guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He should have told him and maybe like somebody else who could get the snake out, but you don't need to tell every person that works here.
I mean, I feel like you should. Like if there's a fire in one office, they send out they turn on the alarm and we all get to know there's a fire.
Yeah, but like a snake is not gonna kill all of us. Like, are you kidding?
How do you know?
Oh my god.
Snakes have been known to kill
just
people.
Just tell the person who can get rid of it and then like be done with it.
Okay, but so you're right that he's wrong. So you agree he was wrong not to do
that. Oh, he definitely should have told he should have told the IT guy. Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you hate the IT guy, Justin?
I didn't. I just he knows what he's doing. He'd
when you log on your when you are unable to log into your email tomorrow, you'll know.
Yeah,
why.
You that's the wrong person to mess with.
Yeah,
man.
Really. I do everything for that. I wax that guy's car. You know,
also, you can see everything you're looking at, by the way, on your computer. So
340-9595. Quick phone poll. If you see a snake crawl into the office, do you keep it secret or do you tell everybody? TJ.
Hey, morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, what's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Thanks.
Oh,
so,
good.
So this whole snake in the office thing, I have no problem with snakes. So I would probably just not say anything. Probably get a good laugh if someone, you know,
died.
Scared of it, yeah, or died. Okay, that would be funny, but
right.
And so the way I see it is, I'm sure there is some liability with an employer. Like if someone gets bit, I'm not sure, but I would think there would be some sort of liability. I contributed to a person getting a day off or a settlement or something, so I did the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd get bit by a snake if I could get a settlement.
So that I see what it is. Well, then Justin definitely should have told us so we could all go aggravate the snake, get bitten, and sue the company for millions of dollars. So now I'm even more mad at him.
I'm sure Cox Radio would reimburse you guys very well.
I don't know about that. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We may get like free concert tickets.
Maybe.
Here's some tickets to Journey.
Right.
Yeah. 340-9595. Carrie from Bay Meadows, you had a similar situation, huh?
I did. I was coming back from lunch, and I came around the corner, and there was a snake slithering through the hallway in the office.
And did you run and hide and not tell anybody like Justin, or did you alert the appropriate authorities?
No, I ran and I alerted everyone while I was running.
There you go. That's smart. What kind of snake was it? Was it big?
It was probably about 3 feet long.
Oh.
And it was black. And if you're indoors, the only good snake is a dead snake.
Yeah, that's. So. Even a dead snake inside, I would say, is like, why is there a dead snake in the hallway? That would be. Hey, thanks
that
so much
would
for,
be weird.
Thanks for calling. We really appreciate. See, she alerted. She did the appropriate thing. She ran through the hallway screaming, "A snake! A snake!"
Yeah.
So everyone's aware.
Yeah.
Justin said, "You know who the real snake in this office is? Justin.
He didn't really see it, though, so...
But he knew about it.
He wasn't trying to start rumors.
Okay, well, Carlton, look, Carlton isn't our direct report, so I can't deal...
He's definitely the person that should have told people.
Trinity from St. John's, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You good. What do you do when you see a snake in the office?
I would tell everyone in that office.
Thank you. See, you're a good employee.
Yeah.
You deserve to be Employee of the Month. And we rent commercials.
I would just tell, like, the one person you know could get rid of it, you know, like...
Right.
Like the person with the shovel, or
who is that person here, Megan?
You know a guy here who has a shovel.
Well, I do, but he has to bury the dead bodies. Hey, thanks so much for calling. It's like, I know if there's ever, you know, any kind of incident and I need to find somebody with a gun, I know the three people in the building I'm going to go
see. Yeah, no, same.
I don't know the shovel guy though. Crystal, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, Crystal. What do you do if you find a snake in the office?
I keep it quiet.
Come on, really?
Yeah, because I take it home.
You take it home?
Yes, I would.
What, for like dinner or something?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, just to play with?
Yeah, I have another snake.
Oh, you're one of those snake-loving women.
Yes, I am. Hey,
there's lots of those.
Hey,
out
thanks
there.
So much for calling. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've met very few.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at superiorplumbingjacks.com.